Welcome to Radio Plays, a podcast devoted to presenting exciting new plays from around the world. Each episode will bring a brand new work off the page and straight to you, sharing the latest from both up-and-coming and veteran playwrights. This week, we'll be presenting Act One of Happy Places, written by Dan Brown. Set in two side-by-side shops, Luke, a jewelry store owner and hopeless romantic, has an unexpected meet-cute with Chloe, the new owner of the ice cream parlor right next door. Yet, what unfolds next is far from your typical rom-com. With layered characters, frank and funny conversations, and intriguing insights, Happy Places delves into all the complicated aspects of both love and friendship.
The stage is split in two. Each half represents the front area of a store in a strip mall.
One side is Resurgence Second Chance Jewelers, which is a few years old.
The other is an ice cream shop called Chloe's Creamery, which is brand new. A sign says, Grand Opening, March 26th.
Lights come up on the jewelers. Morning.
Luke enters from the back, inspecting a new bracelet in the daylight.
A thief pops up from behind the display case and points a gun at Luke. I'll take that.
Okay. Luke hands the thief the bracelet.
Open the cases.
Yeah. Luke opens several display cases.
The thief approaches Luke carefully, then deftly hits him on the head with a gun.
Luke collapses.
The thief begins to clear out the jewelry and put it in the bag.
Chloe crosses in front of the store.
The thief ducks out of sight.
Chloe enters the ice cream shop, pulls out a cell phone, and walks quickly to the back.
The thief continues to clear out the jewelry. Faster now.
Chloe enters from the back of the jewelers, keys in hand, and knocks the gun out of the thief's hand. Hi-ya!
They struggle.
Chloe defends against everything the thief tries. She scratches him with her keys.
The thief finds an opening and escapes with a bag of jewelry.
Chloe finds the gun and picks it up with her sleeve. She goes to Luke. Oh! Hey! Hey, buddy! Hey! The cops are on their way. You're gonna be okay. Chloe's sign has been modified to say, Grand Opening, April 2nd. You're back!
Are you Chloe?
Indeed I am.
Wow, I don't even know how to...
How are you feeling?
Ugh, much better. Concussions, they're no joke.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll never be able to properly...
I just wish I'd saved your jewelry.
You did enough. More than. Too much, really. The police called you reckless.
What did they tell you?
That, thanks to you, they have a key with the thief's blood and skin cells on it. And a gun that they can try to link to other crimes. So they have a chance of catching the guy.
Oh, that's very good news.
You must be quite a fighter. I wish I'd seen it.
12 years of self-defense classes finally paid off.
You delayed your opening?
Yeah. The crime scene tape next door wasn't going to be good for business.
I guess they took it down now.
2 days ago. It attracted a whole lot of foot traffic, actually. I might have made the wrong decision.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood, by the way. I promise, we've never had anything like this happen before. It's usually a safe area.
Oh, I know. I did the research. Luckily, your back door was unlocked. Although, maybe don't do that.
Well, I had boxes to load in, so it was still... Yeah, really lucky.
Oh, speaking of boxes, I have something. Come in, it's in the back.
Luke stands in Chloe's shop, admiring the setup.
Here.
What is this?
The remnants of two marriages to replenish your display cases.
I can't pay you for these right now.
If you like, you can pay me half whenever they sell.
This is too much.
Just being neighborly. You're not going to bounce back unless you have stuff to sell. And I don't want an empty place next door, so...
I accept. Thanks. Hey, I have a newsletter from my loyal customers. I'll put in a plug for you.
That would be great.
That and a million other small gestures, and maybe I'll ever pay you.
Don't sweat it. Seriously. I'm happy to help.
So, you're... Divorced, or...
Divorced, yes. Twice.
Funny, me too.
Twice?
So far. I've been told I'm a hopeless romantic.
Hence the jewelry business.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Of course.
Why is everything in Atlanta named Resurgence?
It's our motto. Latin for what it sounds like.
Okay.
Because of the city being burned down by General Sherman, the city made a resurgence from the fire.
Hence the phoenix. I get it. Nice.
It also fits what we do. Speaking of, would you mind if some of your jewelry was repurposed?
How?
I have an artisan, her name's Fern, who usually takes apart the pieces I buy and works them into something new.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's great. She's the real star of the operation. You'll meet her, I'm sure. She's got a major sweet tooth. When she found out this was going to be an ice cream shop, she got more excited than I've ever seen her.
We'll send her over. First one's on the house.
Oh, you don't need to do that. We want you to make money, so you stay here.
So we're in the same position. Your success helps me, mine helps you. Therefore, you don't need to worry too much about making it up to me. By helping you, I'm helping myself.
Fine. I'll consider not thanking you every single time I see you. Maybe every other time?
I'll expect your next gesture of gratitude in 2 days.
Well, I should open up shop. It was really great to meet you.
Yes, I like you even better when you're conscious.
Have a great opening. I'll be by later for a coffee milkshake.
I look forward to it.
Me too. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I'm Luke, by the way.
Oh, I know. Bye, Luke.
Bye, Chloe.
Fern is in the jeweler's, cleaning the display cases.
Fern, it's so good to see you. Luke stretches his arms out for a hug.
Fern stays put. Hello.
You're sad.
Yes.
About the jewelry?
I worked really hard on those. Someone was supposed to get to enjoy them.
Maybe this will help cheer you up, huh? A gift from our new neighbor.
I don't have anything to keep in it.
Open the box.
I can work with these. I'm very glad you didn't die.
Thanks, Fern. Me too.
Were you scared?
Very. Did you hear who saved me? And the rest of the jewelry?
The police?
Chloe.
I don't know a Chloe.
Ice cream Chloe?
Oh, right.
Fern, she's amazing. Thanks to her, they have a chance of catching him.
Will we get the jewelry back?
I don't want to get your hopes up too much. He might have sold it already. Or some of it.
Even if they get it back, they'll need to hold it for evidence.
Good point. That's probably true.
So Chloe helped you, and she also gave us this jewelry.
Yes, she's great. We're giving her half of what they sell for.
That's a good deal. Okay. We need to fill the cases, so I can do something quick with most of these. I'm going to play with this one for a while, though.
You do your thing, Fern.
I'll do my thing.
Her ex-husbands had good taste.
More than one ex-husband?
Divorced 2 times.
Just like you.
Just like me. Crazy, right?
Just a coincidence.
When she opens up, I'm going to go get a coffee milkshake. You want ice cream?
I like peanut butter and chocolate.
I'll see what she has. Just 2 scoops in a cup?
Yes, please.
Sure thing. Hey, Fern.
Yes?
I need you to tell me if I start getting fat, okay?
Why?
I feel like I'm going to be going over there a lot.
Everyone likes ice cream.
I just can't wait to see her.
Oh, you like her?
Yeah, I do.
Does she have a third husband?
No ring.
What about a boyfriend? Or a girlfriend? Sometimes people like both.
Yeah. I know.
Maybe that's why she keeps getting divorced.
You're funny, Fern.
Okay.
I don't think she's seeing anyone. She just moved here.
Then it's okay if you like her.
Yeah.
About to open? Of course I'm nervous. No. No, not today. I'll be a head case. Wait until I've gotten a rhythm going. Then you can come and visit. Yeah. We talked just about an hour ago. He seems great. It's good to be sharing space with someone who'll have my back. Right? Exactly. He said it's the first time that's ever happened. Still, I feel pretty good about springing for the platinum security system. Thanks. Well, it's time! I should go. Thanks for calling. I had a really great time, too. We should... I was going to say that too. Would Sunday evening work? Great. Okay. See you Sunday.
Ooh, it's 10. She's open.
sometimes it's bad to seem too eager.
Yeah, I know. But I have a chance to be her first customer.
Don't stay too long.
I won't. And I'll be able to see if anyone pulls up. I'll come right over. Okay. Am I first?
You are. Congratulations!
The first of many, I hope.
Me too. You said coffee milkshake?
Yes, please. And 2 scoops of peanut butter and chocolate, if you have it.
I do. It's really good with some sliced banana, if you're interested.
I don't think she likes bananas.
She? Who's she?
Fern.
Oh, you're... Wait, is she the jeweler or are you?
I guess we both are.
I noticed that on your sign, the apostrophe is before the S, implying that jeweler is singular. And it made me wonder if jeweler refers to the seller or the person who makes it. Which is it?
I've heard both, but suddenly I'm not sure.
If you're both jewelers, you should move the apostrophe.
Sounds expensive.
Do you realize how many grammar snobs will bypass your store just for an improperly used apostrophe?
How many?
Maybe 2. But that's 2 sales going to your rivals instead of you.
What if I just take down the apostrophe?
Jewelers. Plural. Non-possessive. Acceptable.
Okay, then. Did you study English?
Nursing.
Oh.
My dad taught 10th grade English, though, so...
You come by it, honestly.
Yes.
That's why you use words like hence.
Do I?
Twice earlier.
Sorry?
For what?
I don't know.
Nursing, huh?
Yeah.
But now you're out of nursing and into the ice cream business.
Yes. Thank God.
You didn't like it?
Loved the work. Hated the environment. Both of my ex-husbands were doctors.
Oh.
And they and all their doctor friends would look down on us and take us for granted. The whole culture was just...
Like a boys' club?
Oh, it was the women, too. More like a caste system. They were the nobles, and we were the serfs.
So now you're your own boss.
Precisely.
It's nice. I made a lot more money working for a chain, but this is much happier.
When did you open up your place?
3 years ago. Not long after divorce number 2. I had both of my rings still and was trying to find someone who would pay me anything close to what they're worth.
Tell me about it.
People are superstitious. I think that's the problem. A lot of them don't want a ring from a failed marriage. It might be cursed.
If only it was the ring's fault.
It was Fern's idea to melt them down and make them something new. She made them into a matching his and hers ring set that sold for $2,000 on eBay.
That's so cool.
She's amazing. She has an actual kiln at her house.
Are you two an item?
No.
Sorry. I haven't met her. I have no idea if she's married.
No, there's nothing...
If that's even...
Kind of mean, actually, for me to laugh like that. it's just...
Is she not...
She's a bit older... Though that's not... Fern's just different.
Okay.
She's not great socially. Doesn't pick up on cues very well.
Not that that rules out...
No, it doesn't. But for me, it does. I need to be with someone with higher social competency than myself.
Got it. Well, I look forward to meeting her.
A customer walks into the jewelry store and starts looking around.
Definitely. Just don't be put off if she's a little weird at first. She'll like you.
Oh, yeah? How do you know?
Yeah, you're easy to like. She likes honest people. The trick is, you can't expect to get how she feels from facial expressions or tone of voice. Just take what she says at face value. If she says it, she means it.
Refreshing.
Hello?
Sorry, it's so slow so far.
It's early. I guess I could actually make your stuff. Did you want a shake, a malt, or a frappe?
What's the difference?
A shake is milk and ice cream churned together. A malt is a shake with malt powder. A frappe is done in a blender with ice. I have cold brew coffee syrup I use for extra strength.
Definitely frappe, then.
Just a minute.
Hi. Can I see this?
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to see this pendant here. This pendant.
Okay.
Can I see it?
We'll be with you in just a minute.
Hello?
So, what about you? Are you currently
seeing... This is going to make some noise.
Luke, customer.
Fern, you're supposed to
There's
be...
There's a customer.
I didn't see a car pull
On
up.
On foot. Go.
Excuse me?
Oh, okay. Chloe, I've got a...
You have to go now.
Oh, hi! It'll be just a minute.
Okay, here's my debit card. The PIN is 0630. And now everyone knows it. Chloe, Fern, she'll pay. I have a customer, so I've got to just...
Go.
See you later.
Well, this is just ridiculous. I'm going to leave. I might just take something.
I am so sorry. I was having an issue.
Where's the woman who is here? She was not helpful at all.
She probably didn't want to touch anything.
Okay.
She's not feeling well. I'm sorry it took me so long to get out here. What would you like to see?
This pendant.
Sure.
It comes to 984.
Okay, here.
So you're Fern. Luke was just raving about your work.
That's nice of him. He said nice things, too, about you.
I could just enter the pin, but as a matter of principle...
He didn't even need to shout it. I knew it already. It's his parents' anniversary.
That's so sweet.
He needs to change it. Both his ex-wives know it. It's not secure.
Bye, Fern.
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay. Come back in a few weeks, if you can. We'll have a lot more in stock.
I need something for tonight. Thanks, though.
Of course.
Oh, hi again. Feel better.
I'm okay.
Okay.
I said you weren't feeling well.
Oh.
Just trying to save face. She seemed like... I'm sorry for leaving you alone so long. Are you okay?
I wish you wouldn't make excuses for me.
Yes. I'm sorry. That must make you feel... I won't do it again.
Here's your milkshake.
It's a frappe, actually.
Here's your frappe. I can see why you like her.
Right?
You're probably going to go over there a lot, so I should get used to talking to people again.
Maybe that's true, but I promise I won't
let it... Don't promise anything. I'm fine. I can talk to people. I was surprised this time.
I'm sorry. Oh, hey.
You're still here.
Yeah.
Thought you closed at 6.
I had a lot of administrative stuff to catch up on.
Ah, I wish I could say the same. The last 2 hours were dead.
Yeah, not a lot of evening traffic here. We need a restaurant.
Maybe I should close earlier.
Maybe. It'd free up your nights.
I'll give it a few weeks to see how word of mouth goes. I got my first cake order.
You're doing cakes too?
Ice cream cakes.
Oh, the best.
Always my favorite.
What flavor?
What's yours?
I asked first.
Are you going to do that thing where you just say my favorite is your favorite?
What? Who does that?
People pleasers. And I think you're one of those.
Well, I kind of am.
Okay. Same time. What's your favorite ice cream cake in 3, 2, 1?
Chocolate
chip. Ah. So close.
Not really. Yours is vanilla with texture.
And chocolate.
In moderation, who wants that?
Well, I should go.
Hot date?
No.
Is it a date?
A phone call.
I'm sorry, I'm doing that awkward thing where I'm trying to tease out if you're seeing someone. Mind if I just ask?
Yes.
Yes, you mind?
Yeah, I'm seeing someone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Someone from back in,
Wisconsin, and no.
Wisconsin?
Yeah. Wisconsin!
Big climate change.
In more ways than one.
So you're seeing someone local?
Yeah. Met him on Tinder.
Oof.
You don't like Tinder?
Haven't used it, but it doesn't seem like I'm missing much.
I just wanted to meet people. And so far, Tinder's been a good way to find people bored or lonely enough to spend the evening with a stranger from Wisconsin. This guy, Aaron, we hit it off. Then I told him I'd call him when I got home and tell him how the first day went.
Well, don't let me keep you.
See you tomorrow?
Yeah, I may swing by.
Great. Good night, Luke.
Night.
Where's your car?
Parked out back. I just came out front
to... Want me to walk you around back?
No. Thanks.
Okay. Good night.
Yep. Night. It's just... Wrong! It's all backwards.
26. Backwards from what?
We had just about a perfect beginning. I was so excited to see her every day. Oh, God, I don't think I can even go over there.
40. If you want ice cream, I can get it.
No, that's not... Maybe later, actually. That frappe was so good. But I just can't handle being up and down like this. Yesterday felt like the greatest day of my life. Today, I didn't even want to open the shop.
You have to open the shop.
I know, I did.
I know you did.
Yes, I know.
I know. I know how you feel. I think.
You do.
I really liked a boy once.
Tell me.
I did everything to see him as much as possible, but he had a girlfriend. She was mean to me.
Who could be mean to you?
Lots of people.
I'm sorry. Please, go on.
I waited a few years, and he left her, and I was there for him.
Okay. I don't want to wait years, but this sounds like a decent...
It turned out he was a liar. He said he liked me, but once he was 21 and could buy his own drinks, he didn't like me anymore.
That's awful.
But I don't think Chloe is a liar, so you could wait.
Eventually, she'll see we're perfect for each other.
Or you'll see that you're not.
You met her.
Yes. She seems great, and you're great.
Thanks, Fern.
So, are you going to go over there so I can finish counting?
I shouldn't show up right at opening again, right?
I guess not.
I'll play it cool. Go around noon. Yeah.
We're short $1.05.
I'll check yesterday's deposit.
Morning, Fern.
Hi, Chloe.
Is Luke in?
Should I get him?
That's okay. Just give him this.
You were right. An extra dollar in the drop. They were stuck together. I'm not sure about the nickel. Chloe!
I went ahead and made you this so you don't miss a customer again.
Wow. Thanks. I can bring you cash later or...
A peace offering.
Peace? What peace?
I don't know. I feel like I put you in an awkward spot or something.
It's fine.
It was eating at me.
I hope whatever it was didn't affect your phone date.
A little. I told Aaron I was just tired. He was sweet about it.
Well, let it eat at you no more.
I need all the friends I can get, so I hated feeling like anything was weird.
I appreciate that. Everything's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I need friends, too.
Good. I mean, not good. I wish you had a billion friends, but...
God, no. Know. That sounds exhausting.
However many you need, I'm happy to be one of them.
Good.
Oh my God.
What?
I barely recognize it. Fern did that in one day?
I told you. She's amazing.
I can hear you.
Fern, can you come out here?
Yeah.
I'm very impressed.
Thanks.
How did you do this so fast?
I had a jewel that fit the setting perfectly. Just lucky.
It's like fate.
It looks even better with the chain.
I thought so. I've got other plans for the chain that came with it.
You're a true artist.
Thanks. Again. I'm going to get back to work.
I've been trying to teach her how to take a compliment.
Did I embarrass her?
In a good way.
I'll bring her something later.
If you keep giving away product every time you feel a little guilt about something, you'll go out of business.
Good tip. Thanks.
Speaking of, it's 10:02.
Whoops. Okay. See you later, maybe?
Maybe. Thanks for the frappe.
Anytime.
Hey, no more for free. I mean it.
Okay.
I like her.
I thought you would.
But I don't like you feeling up and down.
I don't either, Fern.
If things go badly, will you close the store?
They'd have to go really badly.
I don't like the idea of not working here.
I need this place more than you do. I wouldn't worry.
I don't think that's true.
Well,
you could go back to a regular store and do fine. I couldn't.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I won't ever let my feelings about Chloe affect your employment here.
You're mad at me?
No. No, Fern. I'm just not enjoying imagining things going so wrong that I'd want to give this place up. Because it'd have to be really...
I didn't mean to make you think sad things.
It's okay.
After Jocelyn, you wanted to leave Atlanta.
And you talked me into staying, and it was the best advice I ever got. So I promise, if bad things happen, I'll listen to your advice again.
Okay. Good. Fern gives Luke a hug.
always putting up some paper cows painted like Easter eggs on her window.
Chloe, hi. You're in early.
Decorating.
Oh, can I see?
Sure.
I like them.
Yeah?
Eggs are so overdone.
That's what I thought.
They look handmade.
They are. I had trouble sleeping, so... yeah.
You made these on a whim. Overnight?
Pretty much.
Hey, you okay?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a moment to talk?
Of course. Inside?
Yeah. Well, Aaron and I decided to make it official and exclusive.
Oh.
We were celebrating last night, and then we had a fight.
I'm sorry.
Thanks.
What about?
He said something he shouldn't. I overreacted, I think. We were drinking.
You made the Easter cows drunk?
Not the point.
Sorry. What did he say?
It came up that both of my husbands were doctors. Actually, I was talking about you and what Fern had done with all of my jewelry for my exes. That's how he got into it. And he got really weird.
Does he have a thing about doctors?
He started getting worried, I guess, that he'll never be able to shower me with jewelry. It's so stupid.
What does he do?
He's a soccer coach. At Georgia State. Assistant coach. For the women's team.
Interesting.
He loves it. But not the money.
Is that a problem for you?
Oh, of course not.
So, what did he actually say?
It was like a light bulb went off in his head. A very dark and stupid light bulb. He said, oh, I get it. I'm the rebound. You always want to go after the opposite of your ex, so after you left your brilliant, rich husband, you're slumming it with me. I tried to say no, but he went on. He said, I know how this ends. You realize you're just trying to live a fantasy, and it's not who you are, and you're going to go back to Wisconsin.
Whoa.
So I went off, and I broke a vase, and I said he doesn't know me at all, and I told him to leave.
I'm sorry, I wouldn't have been able to sleep either.
So I made some cows.
Can I just say that I love it? I love that when you are upset, you deal with it by creating something adorable.
Thanks. Usually creating something makes me feel better.
Did it help?
Only a little. Talking it out is helping more, so thanks.
What are you going to do now?
He hasn't called or texted. Maybe I'm supposed to reach out first. I don't know.
No, he needs to apologize.
What if he thinks I broke up with him?
Did you?
No.
So why would he think that?
Because I kicked him out. I shouldn't have. That was too much. What if he drove home? What if he drove drunk and he got in an accident and that's why he hasn't called?
Okay,
what if...
okay. How can we find out about that?
I should drive by his house. See if his car's there.
Would he be at work?
Not until later. If I go now, I can be back by 10. But...
I can finish putting up your cows. If you want to...
Yeah?
I'd be happy to.
Okay, I'm gonna do it. You're the best, Luke.
Aaron walks in and opens the door to the jewelers.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Oh, hey. Be right in.
Okay.
Looking for anything in particular?
An apology gift.
Uh-oh.
You're Luke.
Yes, Luke Paris.
Aaron Bernhardt.
Chloe's Aaron?
I hope so.
Oh.
You haven't seen her this morning, have you?
Yes, she's running an errand.
Okay. If you see her come by or anything, give me a signal. I don't want her to know I'm here.
Hoping to surprise her?
Right when she opens.
And you're apologizing for something?
Yeah. Yeah. I made an ass of myself last night. I want to make it right.
So you're going to buy her some jewelry?
Feels right. What about this pendant? Are those little leaves? I think she'd like that.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, I'm going to go against my own interests here.
Sorry?
Do not give her jewelry.
Why not?
Most everything here is repurposed from things her ex-husbands gave her.
I thought there would be some symbolism there.
And what would that be?
That... I may not be able to give what they could, but I can take their scraps and... Yeah, it sounds bad out loud. Never mind.
I know what the fight was about.
Your confidant or something?
She needed someone to talk to. I was here.
Yeah, I'm sure I came
She's
off
She's more like mad at herself than at you. She's out looking for proof you made it home safe.
I walked.
How long of a walk was it?
45 minutes.
Wow.
I was drunk. Walked back this morning to get my car.
Isn't that what Uber is for?
Yeah, that walk did me good.
Okay. Anyway, that's her errand she's on. Should I call her and let her know you're safe?
No, I will. Once I figure out what to get her, I guess I have to find another jewelry store.
Do not get her jewelry, not for this fight.
Why not?
Didn't jewelry trigger the fight? She doesn't need you to prove you can afford jewelry. That's what her ex-husbands would have done, right? Give her something that shows you know her. Her favorite flowers or something.
Those are daffodils. They're super cheap.
Maybe something cheap is better.
She's been talking about wanting to put in a garden. I could do that.
You'll build her a garden?
I could take the day off. Yeah. Everything I need at home. I don't even need to spend any money. This is perfect.
Well, there you go.
You're a good dude, Luke.
Thanks.
I will buy your jewelry for her sometime. That's a promise.
I look forward to it.
You won't tell her, will you?
I won't. Give her a call, though. Let her know you're okay.
Yes, yeah, I will. Thanks again.
You got it.
Wow.
He's okay. I couldn't find his car, but then he called. He said he was sorry and asked if we could talk as soon as I get home from work. I guess he'll be waiting there for me.
Well, that's a relief.
I'm gonna go make myself an extra strength frappe to get through the day. You want one?
No, thanks.
Oh. Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine. All good. You'd better open up.
Yeah. Okay. See you later, I hope. The paper cows are no longer at the window. One is on the back wall for posterity. Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. See you next time.
Whew.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping out.
Chloe, I'm impressed. You run this place by yourself.
This was by far the busiest day we've had.
Still.
If it's like this all summer, I'll be able to hire some help.
I could check with the team, see if anyone's looking for something.
I should compensate you for your time.
No, no. This was volunteer work.
Let me do something. Dinner?
I'm not really hungry. I mean, I had to sample product all day just to know what I was selling.
You want to take a quart home?
Well, I was hoping I wouldn't be going home.
Mighty presumptuous.
It could be my compensation.
I like where your head's at, Bernhardt.
Well, then, let's hurry. What else needs to be done here?
Definitely sweeping. Windex the glass.
Done and done.
Count the money.
Could you do that? By the time you're done, the front will be spotless.
I do not deserve you.
Oh, BS.
Oh, we're closed.
Oh, it's a... some guy.
That's Luke. Let him in.
Hi.
I'm Aaron, Chloe's boyfriend.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Luke.
Hey, Chloe. Busy day today.
So busy. Aaron was a total gem and helped out.
Awesome. Oh, speaking of gems, sold 3 of your pieces today. Here's your share.
Ooh, nice.
And one woman traded in this hideous, elaborate gold necklace for that little amethyst ring, straight up. Fern can't wait to melt that thing down.
Good day for all of us.
Yeah, we should celebrate.
Ooh, yes!
I'm actually pretty tired.
Oh, right. We've got to head home soon.
Oh, sure.
I just have to finish cleaning up.
Well, let me help.
Oh, no, that's okay. Okay.
So, Aaron, Chloe's told me a lot about you.
Yeah, same.
You coach soccer?
I do.
Cool.
Coach E says he's the best recruiter they've ever had.
Hmm. Best recruiter in the illustrious history of Georgia State women's soccer. A distinction I hold with great pride.
Are they good? I don't really.
It depends. Are you connected in any way to a promising female high school athlete?
No.
Then we're kind of eh.
So you're an assistant. Are you gunning for a head coaching job?
I had it once. It didn't go well.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up anything.
It's fine. I know what I do well. Drills, conditioning, and selling teenagers on playing time over program prestige.
Cool. Cool.
So, Luke, we ran out of vanilla today.
Wow.
I always have 2 backup tubs, but we blew right through them. Had to start using French vanilla.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Yep.
So, which pieces did you sell?
The pendant you... one that's...
Oh, the one Fern put those little tiny gold leaves around?
Yep.
I loved that. Almost wanted to buy it back for myself.
Really?
Almost.
You loved it.
I did.
Huh.
Almost, you said.
But it would have been weird.
There you go.
Ah, aha.
I'm sorry. Is there something
I am
missing?
Oh, I just remembered.
What?
I think I left something. Sorry, I should... There's just this one cooler left to do, so.
Okay. Thanks for helping.
You bet. Aaron, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Bye, Chloe. See you tomorrow.
You know it.
Thought he'd never leave.
He's a good guy. I think you'd like him.
Oh, sure. I just have an agenda.
Okay. Almost done here.
Good.
He was being kind of weird. Sorry.
No, it's good.
I guess it's always weird meeting someone you already know a lot about.
Not usually. That's like half of my job.
Good point.
I don't like this.
What's wrong?
I'm trying to keep up a lie and it doesn't feel good.
A lie?
Luke and I met before, the day after our first fight.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
I know, it's not a big lie, but even so, I didn't like it.
I love that about you.
Yeah?
Really?
I'm glad.
So, why'd you go in there?
Well, I thought that maybe I should buy you some jewelry to apologize. And I was looking at that exact pendant you said you just loved.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't get it.
Luke talked me out of it. And he helped me come up with a garden idea that wasn't all mine, so... Yeah, now you know that too.
That makes it even more special.
Because Luke was in on it?
No, just knowing the thought that went into it.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad you told me.
While I'm being honest...
There's more?
I had another reason to go visit Luke. I'm not proud of it.
Yes?
I wanted to see if there was anything to worry about.
How so?
I've never dated anyone with a guy friend before. I trust you, of course, but I wanted to sort of scope it out to see if I can trust him.
Okay.
And I think I can. I mean, he could have sabotaged me, talked me into something you'd hate. Instead, he helped me, so... Good friend.
Good.
And I'm pretty sure he's not in love with you.
He's not.
How'd you know?
He's... Well, I guess I don't. But I don't want him to be, so I said he's not.
Well, that's good, too.
How do you know he's not in love with me?
I have to be good at reading people to be good in my job.
What did you read?
Well, on the one hand, he lights up when he sees you or when you come up in conversation. But there's a confusion behind it. And there's nothing confusing about being in love.
Where'd you learn that?
Personal experience.
Oh?
It's a recent theory, actually. Might be nonsense.
I know what you mean.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna say it then. Chloe Amling, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you too, Aaron Fernhart.
And the worst part of it is, I like him. He's a really good guy.
That's good for her.
But it's terrible for me. Whose side are you on?
I want what's best for everybody.
Well, that might not be possible.
That's true sometimes.
You should start a religion, Fern. You're very, I don't know, Zen or Tao or something.
I don't think you're using that right.
I'm certain I'm not. This isn't how it's supposed to go. She's supposed to be with some jerk, and I come in and show her how she deserves to be treated, and she leaves him for me.
There's probably something wrong with him. Nobody's perfect.
Yes, that's true. Nobody's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I need to find out what.
Be careful.
I'm not going to be one of those whatever guys. Don't worry.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Neither do I, but I'm not going to be one, so...
All you can do is wait.
Waiting sucks. I haven't gotten a good night's sleep in weeks.
You slept in on Tuesday.
Yeah, but I was only actually sleeping for half the time.
It sounds like you're obsessed. That's not healthy.
You're telling me.
I'm telling you.
Damn right you are.
I don't know how to make somebody stop obsessing.
Pretty sure it's impossible.
But sometimes people are obsessed with something, and then one day, they're not.
That's true. How does that happen?
I had a friend who was obsessed with Star Wars. Then the second trilogy came out, the prequels, and she became obsessed with Harry Potter instead.
Not sure that's helpful.
When I was a kid, I was obsessed with hamsters. Mm-hmm. My parents finally got me one, and soon, I hated it. We had a big fire.
You burned your hamster?
No, we waited for it to die. It took 2 years. But we had a big fire and burned my hamster shirts and stuffed animals.
Okay, so what's the lesson here?
Sometimes you need to wait until another obsession comes along. Or sometimes you need to wait until you realize the thing you're obsessed with isn't so great.
So no matter what, I'm just waiting.
I guess so.
Carrie enters the jeweler's. Hi.
Welcome. Feel free to browse. Let me know if I can help with anything. I'm Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Happy to help.
I can ring me too.
No, don't worry about it.
I could work on it and...
It's not a big deal.
Can I see those earrings?
Absolutely.
Ugh. They're lovely.
14 karat white gold, and those are natural seawater pearls, which is why they don't exactly match and have that slight teardrop shape.
Pearls are my birthstone.
Oh, well, happy birthday next month.
Thank you.
So these would be for you, or are they a gift?
For me. I have a gala I'm going to this weekend, and it looks like I'll be going alone.
I think these will complement your face beautifully.
Oh, yeah?
Here's a mirror.
Sold. Absolutely.
Wonderful. With tax, that's $2.22. Hey, make a wish.
Oh, okay. And here you go.
Perfect. Sign here.
There you go.
Please, come and see us again.
I think I will. Is this your business card?
It is.
Great.
Okay, so why aren't you obsessed with her?
Excuse me?
Even I know she was flirting with you.
Yeah, she was.
She's single and attractive.
She is.
So, why not?
I don't know. I'm not drawn to her in any way. I can't explain it.
I don't get it.
And what kind of story would that be? She came into my shop, I turned on the same charm I do for every customer, did the bit where I pretend I'm surprised that the price made an interesting number after tax, even though I'm the one who invented the price, and she gave me money, and it was happily ever after.
Why does the story matter?
Because you're stuck telling that story. Everyone wants to know how a couple meets, you have to have a good story.
Okay.
I sold her some earrings? That's a dumb story.
I don't agree. But... I get it.
Oh, hey, congrats on the sale. Nice job on those earrings. I knew they wouldn't be in the case for long.
Thanks.
I'm sorry, this is going to sound...
Is something wrong?
If by any chance you're available Saturday night, or in any sense of the word, I have a plus one for this gala.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd love to, but I have plans.
That's fine. Just thought I'd ask and see if my wish came true. This is my number if your plans change. I'm Carrie.
Luke.
You do not have plans.
I know.
You should go.
We'll see.
I can close the store.
I said we'll see.
Okay. From her perspective, it's a good story.
Chloe is stuffing pennies into a paper roll. 44? 45? Hi, welcome. Give me just a second.
Hey, Chloe.
Oh, thank God it's you. Wait, just a sec. 48, 49, 50. Whew, this freaking kid just came in here and paid for an ice cream cone in pennies.
Wow.
They need to just take all pennies out of circulation. This is ridiculous.
I have some bad news.
What?
I had to leave town for a few days.
Oh, okay. When?
As soon as I'm packed.
When did you find this out?
10 minutes ago. I was going to call, but I was so close, so I just decided...
Is this normal?
Not quite. Not usually this sudden.
What's going on?
There's a 4-star recruit who's really showing some interest. Kochi was going to go, but had a sudden family issue. I'm her only chance to seal the deal. She's playing in the state championship tomorrow.
So go tomorrow.
The South Carolina state championship. It's in Florence, which is at least 4 hours from here.
Fine.
It'd be a big win for us if we can get her.
4 stars, huh?
Yeah.
Out of...
5.
Okay.
We don't get out-of-state 4-star recruits. This could help me get a better job.
I thought you liked Georgia State.
I do, but the bigger the program, the better the pay. You know who stays at one assistant coaching job as long as I have? Old guys. I'm not ready to be an old guy yet.
Well, if this is what you need to do, I understand.
Okay. You sure?
I am. I don't have to like it.
I'm sorry about the concert.
Yeah.
You already got the tickets?
Mm-hmm.
I'll make it up to you. Next time they're in town or anything else you want to go to.
Sure.
Well, I have to...
If you got offered a job out of state, would you take it?
Possibly. If I liked the head coach and the administrators and had a chance to win championships.
Like where?
Duke. North Carolina. Stanford.
California?
Yes. We'll get Stanford in a heartbeat.
Wow. I hadn't even considered that you'd just be
Just don't worry about that, okay?
Why not?
Look, if someone's offering me a better job, it's because of my recruiting, not coaching. I know that about myself. And recruiting is all about local connections. I have no California connections. I hardly have any connections outside of Georgia, so if I get a better job, I'd be at Georgia Tech or UGA, not Stanford.
I don't like the idea of you being in Athens either. That's still too far away.
Well, if I was getting bulldog money, you wouldn't need to work here every day.
What if I want to?
We don't need to have this conversation now. Nobody's giving me any offers. And I need to go and hit the road.
Fine.
I can call you on the road. We can keep talking about this if you want to.
I'm still going to the concert.
Of course.
Drive safe.
I will. Hey, I love you.
I love you too.
I'll text you when I get to the hotel.
Please do. Get going.
Bye.
Luke, it's Chloe. I have an extra ticket for a concert tonight. I don't know if you've heard of them. They're called Excess Food of Love. They're a couple who sing goofy songs. Anyway, they're funny and smart and I love them and I don't want to go alone, so call me if you're free. Screw it.
Oh, hi, Chloe.
Hi, Fern. Is Luke still here?
No, he's out tonight.
Oh. Out for the whole night?
Yes, I closed up for him.
I see.
What's going on?
Aaron just bailed on me, and I have tickets to a concert. I wanted to see if Luke could go.
Oh. Did you call him?
I left a voicemail.
He might change his mind and go with you.
Why? What's he doing?
A customer invited him to a fancy ball.
A ball?
I guess she called it a gala.
A female customer?
Yes, he was not very excited about it, so he might want to go with you instead.
Okay. Well, if he's on a date, I shouldn't really...
It isn't really a date. Do you want me to call him?
No. Hey, do you want to go with me?
To a concert?
Yeah, they're funny, but also good.
I don't have anything going on.
Well, good.
But... maybe you should wait and see if Luke calls you back.
No, he should enjoy his date.
If he doesn't call you by the time you close, I can go.
It's fine. I'll call him now and tell him I'm going with you.
Why not wait?
It feels weird. I don't want you to feel like you're my backup plan.
We're both your backup plan.
That's true.
I'm not hurt. Wait and see if he calls you back.
Okay.
Good plan.
You're late.
Sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Why weren't you answering your phone?
Oh, it must still be on silent.
Well, thanks for the advice. I had a miserable time and missed out on a chance to be one-on-one with Chloe. Who knows if I'll ever get another.
The gala wasn't fun.
Everyone thought I was working there. There's some fashion code I don't understand. Carrie seemed embarrassed by me and started talking to this old guy. Then she got absolutely wasted and found me again, and we left, and she kept shoving her tongue down my throat on the way home.
Oh, she kissed you?
She skipped the kissing and went straight for the tonguing. I did not enjoy it.
It was worth a try.
I guess. Still, of all the nights.
I felt really bad when she came over.
Chloe?
Yeah, she came to see if you were still here.
Oh, so you knew?
Yes, she came over and I told her where you were, so she invited me instead.
What?
I said we should wait.
And why didn't you call me?
You didn't answer her call. Why would you answer mine?
Why didn't you drop everything and come to my house and tell me to take off my stupid tux and check my phone?
I had to close the store.
You had to know what a big chance this would have been for me.
You probably would have liked the band more than I did, too.
What do you mean?
I didn't get it. I thought the lyrics were nice, but everyone was just laughing.
You went with her?
Yes.
What the hell, Fern?
She needed a friend. She was sad about Aaron leaving town.
Oh my god! It was the perfect situation, and you just let me... Not only that, you went instead? Did you even try to reach me? How could you be so clueless? Damn it!
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. That's pretty clear.
I need the day off.
I didn't.
I have some vacation time saved up.
A lot.
See you in a month. Maybe.
Fern.
If your feelings for Chloe are going to make you mean.
Chloe is putting up a sign that says, "Ask about cakes for your grad." Chloe's Creamery. Oh, hey. What? That's amazing! Half is still good. Absolutely. Oh, that's such good news. How long until you get it all back? Oh. Yikes. Still, super exciting. We should celebrate. Tonight would actually be fine. Aaron's out of town again. Perfect. Where should we go? Ugh, I know. Everything around here closes at 10. Hey, let's just do it here. Why not? Can Fern come? Oh. Well, should we wait until she... Uh-huh. Okay, well, we can celebrate with her whenever you actually get the jewelry back. Perfect. See you in an hour?
An hour later, Luke comes into the ice cream shop with grocery bags.
Congratulations!
Thank you. If you hadn't gotten the guy with your keys, they never would have connected him to my robbery.
And he still had half of it?
No, they got him to give up the name of the guy he sold it all to, and that guy still had half of it.
Lucky.
I have champagne and fruit.
Let me get some bowls.
Oh. Graduation cakes. Good idea.
It snuck up on me. School's let out so early here.
Yeah, I guess.
So, Fern's taking a long vacation? I haven't seen her since we went to that concert.
Yeah. Hopefully she'll come back.
Where did she go?
She's probably at home.
Is something wrong?
I made her feel stupid.
Oh.
I feel awful about it.
Can I ask what about?
I was just thinking about myself and got mad about something and yelled at her.
I can't even picture that.
See, we used to work together and our boss was just awful to her. He didn't understand her at all and didn't try to. And for a moment, I talked to her just like he did, and it triggered her.
Poor thing.
I just have to trust that she'll be back. I asked her to text me once a week to let me know she's okay, and she's doing that, so...
We all have bad moments. Don't beat yourself up.
Thanks. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Sorry to bring our celebration down. God.
It's okay. I'm glad you told me. So whenever I see Fern, I can handle it the right way.
Whatever that is.
Or at least not handle it the wrong way.
Did you two have a good time at that concert?
Honestly?
Not so much then.
It was rough. I should have known. She looked so uncomfortable the whole time. It wasn't a good show for first timers. When the whole audience knows all the jokes and starts laughing before they even happen, it's hard.
Ugh, God. Yeah, I hate that. They ruin it for everyone.
I'm usually one of those people.
Oh.
To be in a room full of people who love the things you love just as much as you, it's awesome. But
Yeah, not so fun for people who don't love it yet.
I don't have anything like that.
No? Nothing you're obsessed with? Comic books.
I seem like a comic book guy to you.
There's nothing wrong with comic book guys.
Well, no, I never got into them.
Then what? Everyone's obsessed with something.
I can't think of anything other than,
Yes?
People.
Like celebrities?
Not usually. I watch a lot of biographies.
Yawn.
Oh, are you judging me?
I apologize. Your fandom can be biographies.
Most real people don't have lives worth telling stories about. But some do. And so I guess that's what I get into.
I find reality boring, overall. I like pure fiction. It can go anywhere the writer wants it to.
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Not in my experience. Truth is boring. As are cliches, like, truth is stranger than fiction.
Ouch again.
Maybe we can meet in the middle. Historical fiction?
Oh, worst of both worlds.
Okay. So we shouldn't see movies together.
I guess not.
Whew, I haven't eaten all day. Should we order a pizza or something?
We could do that. Sorry, I should have brought something more than...
No, this is great.
So where's Aaron?
Coffee County? Wherever that is.
Never heard of it.
South, I think?
Too bad he's gone so much.
Tell me about it.
Sorry. Sore subject? That was fast.
It's good.
Isn't it? I thought we should have something special.
Wait, how much did you spend on this?
Don't worry about it.
I should savor it.
We're celebrating. Don't worry, I got two.
We each get one?
If we want.
Luke, I'm not going to drink an entire bottle of champagne.
No, I just thought better to have more than we need.
Agreed.
There we go.
Well, if it's fancy champagne, I should get us a fancy pizza. Do you like chicken?
Not on pizza.
What about a Greek style?
As long as it doesn't have feta.
Then what's the point?
I like ham and pineapple.
Cheese it is.
Get whatever you want.
Oh, okay. Acceptable?
Yeah, actually that looks great.
Good.
Artichoke, nice.
That's the one thing Aaron and I don't agree on, so that's good.
Enjoy it while he's away.
Exactly. Should be here in... an hour. Oh well.
I love artichoke.
Good. I was almost afraid to put it on there.
Nope. Good call.
Friends... lovers, whatever. Having similar tastes shouldn't matter. But sometimes it does. My second husband was a health food nut, which got oppressive. And my first was the opposite. He was a doctor who refused to eat anything green. He'd spend all day telling kids to eat their vegetables. Then he'd come home and eat a BLT without the L.
Now I'm really getting hungry.
Me too. New subject.
Both of my wives were too terrified of gaining weight to enjoy food.
Why live?
Right!
I think I'm drinking this too fast. More?
My pleasure.
Can we get real?
How real?
Why did you get remarried?
That real.
Is that okay? I get asked that all the time. Usually by people who got divorced once and swore off marriage.
What do you say?
I asked first.
I've always seen my future self as someone's husband.
Why does that sound so much better than if I said, I've always seen my future self as someone's wife?
I think it sounds fine.
It doesn't invite a response of, is that all?
I'd never say that.
People would.
People.
People.
Forget them.
It's not a singular aspiration. I could aspire to be a wife and a world-class nurse, too.
Or an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So, what do you say to people when they ask why you got remarried?
A mix of things. Trying to find something that sounded good. This one's different. The first one was just for practice. I liked being married. I just chose the wrong person.
That's a fine answer.
And then I chose a different wrong person.
Would you mind telling the stories?
Of my marriages?
I feel like no one ever wants to hear them. I guess because they know the ending.
Maybe they're trying to protect my feelings.
But they don't ask.
No, they don't. And yes, actually, I'd like to tell. But you have to tell me yours, too.
Deal.
I met Ralph while I was in nursing school. He was a charming pediatrician. It was easy to fall for him. He was so suave. He talked me into learning how to play golf.
And when we dated, I was suddenly eating at fancy steakhouses and drinking Belvedere vodka. And it felt like success. Everyone wanted to be like Ralph Dawkins, M.D. And he liked me the best.
What was your favorite thing about the relationship?
People assumed it was the gifts or the lifestyle, but it was the knowledge. I learned more from him than I did in school. Our dinner conversations would be about the latest research papers and how he was putting what he was learning into practice. We were always learning together. We had a wedding so glamorous, I was sure I didn't belong there. And I honestly don't know what I was supposed to see that would have saved me from marrying him. It still keeps me up at night.
And it started to go bad. When?
2 years later. One of his colleagues was being rude. Inappropriate. Verbally. And some of the things he said, it sounded like he had intimate knowledge of me. Like he and Ralph would talk about me or something. It felt like a violation. I asked if Ralph would be offended if I transferred, and he said he didn't like the way it looked. I was trapped. And I felt a little bit of that sense of violation every time we were in bed. Eventually, I said that I needed to transfer. Gave him a dozen reasons. And he said I could try. All of my applications were denied. I found out that he'd been talking to people, telling them I'd be a mom soon and might not want to go back to work. We had never talked about that. We danced around the issue, but I never told him I don't want kids. He never told me he did. So, huge fight. Quick divorce. No fault. He keeps everything because it was always his. You go.
Okay. First wife was Carlota. I met her in Venice. I was a young assistant manager with no one to spend my salary on but myself, so I traveled a lot in my 20s. We were so impulsive. It was a blast. I was really into seize the moment at the time, but she took it to a crazy new level. Each night, we'd think of something amazing to do and just do it. Like, we were daring ourselves. Like one time, we stole some rich guy's boat for a joyride and returned it with a bunch of fish just flopping everywhere.
Oh.
Those poor fish.
Yeah.
No idea was too crazy for us. And then we did the most impulsive thing possible. She came back to America with me, bought out a struggling bistro, and I helped her make it successful. We were married 4 months after we met.
What? You're a maniac.
Maybe. She was, for sure. Clinically. It all crashed right after the marriage. After a week of deep depression, she got diagnosed. Bipolar disorder. The impulsive, life-loving person I fell for was her in a manic phase. And there was a flip side. A dark, lonely person who could never be comforted. And if I tried, she'd lash out. Or there was a healthy, medicated version of Carlota who was fine, but had very little in common with me, so we just eat in silence, run our businesses, and try to get through another day.
Oh, Luke.
Don't feel bad for me. I did not do the right thing. I handled it badly. I was trying to get her to make a fun vacation plan, and she wasn't really participating, so what I said was, "This isn't what I signed up for." Words I can never take back. Not long after that, she stopped taking her medication. Maybe because of what I said, maybe not. She had another manic phase, but this time, I wasn't a part of it. She cheated on me. A lot. When she ended up in the hospital on a cocaine overdose, she went back on her meds and confessed everything to me. I wanted to stay together and figure it out, but she couldn't live with what she'd done to me, so we split up.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Feeling pretty good about the two bottles decision now.
Ready for my ugly one?
This is the ugly one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm buckled in.
Just when I was first thinking about getting out of medicine, I met Dale. He was an anesthesiologist, a resident at the time, much more age-appropriate than Ralph, and we took our time. 6 months of just flirty, winky stuff. Everyone was fed up with us and ordered us to date each other. And I was up front this time. Told him I didn't want kids. And he said he was fine with that.
My second wedding wasn't nearly as grand, but...
Wait, you're already at the wedding?
The story isn't much. We flirted, we dated, we moved in together, he proposed, we got married.
Why'd you say yes?
I was happier than I'd ever been with Ralph. He and I could also just talk about things other than work. He liked birds, and we'd go bird watching. He was one of the only doctors in my life who treated me like an equal. So, I guess that was the big thing. Can we go back to the wedding now?
Sure.
At the wedding, all of his aunts and great aunts kept making comments about our future babies. The preacher mentioned offspring as a foregone conclusion, and he didn't correct any of them. That was my first hint he'd changed his mind about wanting kids. On my damn wedding day. I asked him again on our honeymoon, and his line was, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. A year later, it was, I think I really want kids. But here's the thing. One day I saw him holding his nephew, and he looked so right holding a kid. And I loved him so much that I wanted to give him that opportunity. I thought maybe I was turning the corner, like everyone in my life always told me I would. I stopped taking birth control. The whole time we were trying, I was having anxiety attacks. It was affecting my work. After a while, we got checked out to find out why pregnancy wasn't happening. And it turns out I can't. We both cried, but his tears were from grief. Mine were from relief. And they didn't stop for days. Dale looked into adoption, surrogacy. It was all too expensive. And I didn't want it. That's when Dale turned on me. The divorce was long. Ugly. He tried to get me diagnosed as mentally ill. His lawyer was a shark. I gave him way more than I should have just to get out of it. Then I got really good at living as cheaply as possible so I could save up to get away. It took years, but I'm finally here.
Hey, thanks for sharing your story.
Whew. Okay. Finish us off.
Yep. Oh boy. First, a little background to explain my actions, because I might come off a little creepy in this one.
Ooh, I can't wait.
My parents are still together. Happy, wonderful marriage. And they love telling the story of how he pursued her. He asked her out 10 times before she said yes. Their story was full of little coincidences. They kept running into each other random places. So when I started having my own little romance of happenstance, it felt like destiny.
Got it. Get to the creepy part.
I first saw Jocelyn when she was reading her poetry at an open mic night. She was captivating. Her poem was about broken people, and it made me cry. So I thanked her afterward. A few weeks later, I saw her at a movie theater with friends, and I bought their popcorn for them. They did not invite me to join them, so I sat a few rows behind them. And I have no idea what happened in the movie. I watched her the whole time. When we later ended up at the same Christmas party, I had to convince her I wasn't stalking her. I wasn't. I really felt like something magical was behind it. And it was Christmas when magical things happen, right?
Not in my experience. I wish it was. I love Christmas.
Me too. Jocelyn wasn't exactly persuaded by Christmas magic, but she reluctantly went on a date with me. She told me she'd always wanted to travel. I proposed that we'd go on 5 dates... and if it was going well, we'd go on a cruise together. She reluctantly agreed. On the 6th date, she reluctantly said yes to the cruise. 3 months later, we're on the ocean, and in a moment of euphoria, I proposed. I didn't have a ring, it wasn't planned, but I did. And she actually said yes.
Reluctantly?
You know it.
Oh, why would she say yes?
Her family is very old-school Southern, and it was embarrassing to them that their 24-year-old daughter was still unattached.
God forbid.
When she finished her graduate degree, political science, she got a job at CNN and worked her way up to analyst. She definitely had a face for TV. And she got a lot of attention that I found out I was uncomfortable with. I hadn't really dealt with how Carlotta cheated on me, I think. Well... at this huge Christmas party, a drunk woman she worked with kissed her. I couldn't see straight. Oh. I accused her of encouraging it, wanting it. She said, the only reason I would want something like that to happen is to have an excuse to end this stupid thing.
Words she can never take back.
No. So, that's how you make a two-time divorcee.
To us?
To us.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
He answers unambiguously.
Would you?
If I refuse to ever marry again, the terrorists win! Something like that.
I can't just not be a romantic.
Yeah. Cheers also to that.
Cheers.
Thanks for sharing. I needed that.
I did too.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, it took a lot of pain. But if all that stuff hadn't happened, I wouldn't be down here. You know? Here, Atlanta, my store. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too. Luke kisses Chloe.
Chloe tries to pull away.
Luke pulls closer.
Chloe pushes him. No!
I thought...
No!
Thanks again for listening to Radio Plays. If you liked what you heard and are interested in helping us share more new work, check out our Patreon page where you can donate and even become a season sponsor. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at The Radio Plays. Happy Places was written by Dan Brown and directed by Clay Brackney Wunderlier. The cast featured David Soika as Luke, Shay Donovan as Chloe, Anna Fontaine as Fern, Sean M. Dale as Aaron and Thief, and Cara Limer as Customer, Carrie, and Dara. Sound design and editing by David Soika with editing support by Sean M. Dale. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts to catch our next episode.